This special Eye on the Illini podcast coming immediately after Illinois breaks through finally for its first Big Ten win of the season. Caleb Griffin, the 43-yard field goal at the gun for the 27-24 win at Maryland. Guys, Illinois earned this win, and let's be honest, they deserved it. Larry Smith here with Mike Kegley, Kendrick Prince, and Brad Sturdy here on the podcast here with the IlliniGuys.com. Brad, this was one, again, Illini really needed to get this win.
Yeah, it's huge for them. You know, giving away a couple games that they probably should have won and didn't play well, and then finally had a game against probably a team that's better and on the road than some of the teams they've lost to. So it's good to get this. Maybe they right the ship a little bit. This brings making a bowl back into play as you go down the stretch here, and you have a chance to make a run and get into a bowl game. And I think that would be a huge step, not just for this team, but also in recruiting for Brett Bielema to point to as he go into this early signing period.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this, if there was a team that needed to win, you know, in the Big Ten and in the country, it's Illinois. You know, Brett Bielema's been classy, you know, the last two or three weeks with all the losses, and, you know, the pressure's getting to him. And, you know, I'm sure there's been that, you know, some negative things and players probably upset because they're losing. This was huge to go on the road to get a road win when, you know, the odds makers, I believe it was 14 or something like that, I believe, and nobody thought you had a chance to win, you know, and they had a chance to, you know, to, but today they did, you know, to right the ship. But, you know, I know, Larry, you're probably going to ask real quick, but I think there was a star, you know, we saw a star in the making today in Caden Fagan. I mean, you know, this kid just punished, you know, Maryland's defense. And I mean, I think that was the key to the game. You know, we've seen all year, they just couldn't get first down. You know, they were, you know, 2 or 3 yards. This kid's getting 4 or 5 yards. I think he averaged 4.4 on the day. So good win. And, you know, you saw some players step up, and even Luke Allmire, tip your hat to him.
Yeah, I thought this was exactly what the team needed. This is the team that we thought we were getting at the start of the season. Brad hit it on the head. You know, I had no problem with them losing to a team like Kansas with Daniels at quarterback. But boy, losing to Purdue, losing to Nebraska really feels bad when you see the quality of team that Maryland was, and you could go on the road and beat them. And now it's time to elevate their play to this level each week. I'm not saying they're going to go in undefeated the rest of the way, but if they play at this level, they'll be competitive each and every game and have an opportunity to win for the rest of the season.
Well, it's a series of firsts all the way through, guys. First Big Ten win of the season, first road win of the season, first 10-point lead in Big Ten play. That hadn't happened before. You mentioned Caden Fagan. Kedrick, his first career touchdown, and again, what a night for him. Isaiah Williams, his first touchdown of 2023. And by the way, their first ever win over Maryland. And as you mentioned, they were 14-point underdogs in this one. This is a Maryland team, and we, you know, watching Talia Tagovailoa, who we saw 2 years ago in Champaign, engineer 10 points in the final 2.5 minutes to steal a victory away from the jaws of defeat with a final second field goal of their own to knock off Illinois and Brett Bielema's first season. But guys, you're right. This is one, I think, again, you know, not just the morale of the team. Brett Bielema mentioned on NBC afterwards, by the way, first ever regular season game on NBC, if you're keeping track of all the firsts. he talked about it on NBC. He said, hey, it's a happier plane ride home. It is. And I think, you know, for this team, it's one where you're working hard. You get some return on this. Get guys healthy. We saw Fagan go down with an apparent upper body injury. Hopefully he's okay. But it's one, again, going into homecoming next week, you've got Wisconsin that always plays well. They're a team right now contending for the division lead. But a lot of stars, I thought, in this. You mentioned Fagan. Guys, I don't know. You know, listen, I'm a fan of Reggie Love III and Josh McCray. You know that. I don't know how you keep Fagan out of the lineup if he's healthy moving forward.
Yeah, he definitely has earned his time. I think that, you know, when you look at this, it's not just on offense either. I thought they had defense. They had some guys that were missing, whether it's Keith Randolph and other players step up. And this is what you have to do, because I will say the one thing that concerns me about this Illinois team is when they do have, you know, and we've talked about this a lot, they don't have a lot of depth at certain positions. And it turns out, you know, we found out today, and I think that, you know, we've all been talking about this all year. We think the most talented back on the team is Caden Fagan, has been all year, but now he just got kind of thrust into this. And sometimes that's how you find out, you know, what he's made of. And you saw that today with him just, you know, the toughness in battling. And, you know, doesn't mean Reggie Love and Josh McCray don't have a role here, but I think Fagan has shown that he's a true running back, you know, number one running back.
Well, I know this, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, once the kids sign, you know, the coaches are able to talk about the recruits. And there was two kids that Brett Bielema wanted to get. I mean, he went fifth gear, full throttle, you know, whatever, to make sure he got Cade Fagan and Malik Elzey. Those were two kids from the state of Illinois that he really, really wanted. And he talked about one of the things he mentioned. And if you look at his body, this kid has an NFL body and NFL talent. The way he can read and go between the tackles and use his blockers, it's amazing. And he doesn't go down right away. Now, we saw that from Josh McCray as well, but this is different, you know. And hopefully, Larry, like you mentioned, that, you know, he's okay. And, you know, I know Luke Altmaier has taken a lot of flack. You know, I thought he was poised today. And, you know, I'm going to include myself in this. I've been a, kind of a negative Nelly with the play calling and things. And today, you know, they talk in press conferences. They're going to do something different. And today, you know, I saw that. I don't know what you guys think, but I saw some things different today. And, you know, they gave themselves a chance to win and they didn't play to lose today.
Well, and I did some research, and Fagan is an Illini Indian term for badass. So we saw that he was quite the badass, and it's going to be really bode well for the Illini football program over the next few years. I thought Seth Coleman came back, and he was the Seth Coleman we saw. Two key plays on third down that made a big difference. Now, the other thing that happened on at least one of those third down plays is Mr. Newton blew up the play to help Seth Coleman have an opportunity to do well on one of the two. But you saw the defense that we thought we had, you know, and I thought, again, I thought this was a team effort. This was what the team, the Fighting Illini football team, that we thought we were getting. And it was really a lot of fun this week.
Well, I think so many of us in our pregame predictions, we thought for sure Maryland could have put up 40 on this. Give credit to the defense. And you're right. They've been much maligned. They've deserved the criticism. Let's just call it what it is. But let's give them credit holding this team, high scoring offense, to 24 points. That's it, on their own home turf. And how many stops along the way? They stopped the drive, even the drive that leads to the game tying field goal by House, 48 yarder. They stopped that drive and forced only a field goal, when even the NBC announcers were saying, oh, they can go down and they could score a go ahead touchdown. Well, they didn't. Illinois defense proving even the national pundits wrong. Thanks, NBC. That's what you get. By the way, and once again, two of the three wins, it's Luke Altmaier to Casey Washington on the game-winning drive, just like that fourth down play on opening night against Toledo. The incredible catch down the sideline by Washington. He does it again in this one, climbing the ladder, going up and over the defender, who is all up in his grill, 29-yard gain down to the Maryland 42-yard line. And so that set up Caleb Griffin's heroics there at the end. Once again, a 43-yard field goal there at the end. Illinois gets the win 27-24. A lot more to come on IlliniGuys.com as well. On Caden Fagan, we mentioned his numbers, career high, 84 yards on 19 carries. As Ked mentioned, and Brad and Mike agree, he is something special in this Illini defense now. All along, on all ends, special teams, Isaiah Williams was outstanding. This team now has something to build on for the final games. As Brad mentioned, now a bowl bid is now not out of the question. We will stop here. 27-24. Illinois gets the win on the road in College Park. They beat Maryland. Up next, they are at home against Wisconsin for homecoming weekend, 2:30 p.m. Central kickoff for Memorial Stadium. Stay with IlliniGuys.com for complete postgame coverage. For Brad, Mike, and Ked, I'm Larry. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time on this Eye on Illini special postgame podcast.